going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No anxiety when you go with the good folks at the Live Love Group Real Estate Agency here in Memphis. They are the best. I know that it's a very interesting time in the real estate market, but you need the best team more than ever that can help you get through the process, guide you through it, help you understand, all right, I need to make these improvements. Don't make these improvements. You want to make the most money for your home, they're going to help you maximize it. Reach out, SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
Jennifer Carstensen's the best. 901-625-5200 is the number. Give her a try. See if she's the best. At the very least, she's going to be a great resource for you, answer all your questions. She's most interested in getting you into a great situation, not in making the most money for her business, as many are. And would, you know, the evidence is you can end up in a bad situation just because they're looking to make that money off you. Get that home sold at whatever price, they can mark you off the list. Or get that home bought if it's not a good, it's even a good situation for you, mark you off the list. Jennifer's trying to improve Memphis by getting you into a good ownership situation. So you're only doing it if she believes it's good for you. And it's not going to get personal. You decide to go another direction, another agent, another group. Not signing anything. That's what's great about Live Love. It's just love. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. Typically on Mondays, I come in here and ready to cook like I used to get the burgers ready back at the Memphis Country Club. I pat them out, pull out my big green egg. I throw them on the grill. Now I'm a little tired. It was a tough weekend for old Smooth. Grizzlies are out of the playoffs. But I'm going to work because it's my job. Let's do Respect Burgers. First, Respect Burger, and I should probably do this every week, man. But to the man above, I must say, he was working in my life over the weekend. I just want to thank him. He got me here too to get back with my partner on this Monday. Life is good, and I thank God for that. So he's getting the ultimate and the biggest, of course. I don't know. Have I ever given God a Respect Burger?
I don't think so. I think he's evaded it until now.
How is that?
I don't know.
How have I not praised him on this show and given in the form of a Respect Burger? That's crazy to me. I'm glad I did it. I don't know. We'll do it every week. But it feels good because he did a lot for me over the weekend. So just want to thank him. You know who's done a lot, too, in this case, for the Minnesota Timberwolves? I know some don't want to have this conversation. John, he understands it because he respects it.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Edwards has crossed that threshold where you have to. And in my case, I've been a fan now for a while. We've talked about how he does it on both ends. Remember a couple of years ago, maybe it was last year, he's holding Jaren Jackson Jr., who's going off in a game, not set aside the playoffs from a couple few years ago, but in a regular season game, wanted to defend him at 6'5". I mean, that's the kind of player Anthony Edwards is, even on the defensive end. And now, you know, to me, to have this Lakers team down 3-1, after he scored, Minnesota erased a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit, and he had 16 of his game-high 43 there in the fourth quarter. This dude is him, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I love me some Ja Morant, and I believe there could be a good future ahead for the Grizzlies, but if I am a Minnesota Timberwolves fan and I got this guy, man, he, my kid would have all the stuff. Because I think it's in him. Remember there's a time when Anthony Edwards is coming out of school and we question whether or not he even loved basketball. Mm-hmm. And now this dude is looking like this isn't some super LA team, and this isn't LeBron in his prime. Him and Luka there, and they were, they're guaranteed championships on that side, and you've got them down 3-1. I get it. This is a Lakers team's got all kinds of questions. Frankly, no depth. J.J. Redick had to play all of his starters the entire second half. It's that bad. He has no trust in the rest of his players. But it's Anthony Edwards seemingly just each year adding this, I don't know, man. I don't know what to call it. I will put you away. Now, he you still got to make a finals. There's a whole nother plane for him to get to, but I'm seeing it. I'm seeing growth every year. I realize he's got off-the-court stuff just like Ja does. His seems to get handled. I realize we can get in a whole conversation about how he's handling it, but that doesn't become a distraction is what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
Minnesota gets what it's paying for out of him, and he is there, and particularly shows up now, man, this young guy in these playoffs. And so respect, Berger, to Anthony Edwards. And, the evolution of his career, where he's at now, where he feels like he's going on. And then moving on, I'm glad we went here because we didn't talk locally about what happened with the Memphis Tigers, who were either drafted or not. And that was the good thing for the Tigers. Respect to Kobe Minor, a defensive back for the Tigers, was selected number 257 in round number 7. By the New England Patriots, and as a result, being the last pick of the draft, was Mr. Irrelevant. And boy, was it, if I'm Ryan Silverfield, I'm feeling good about this. The fact that, I've got a lot of guys that signed undrafted free agent deals, including Seth Hennigan, and we'll get to that. But if I'm Ryan Silverfield, man, because it had been since 2022, and that's one of the things, John and I, even as recently as last week, I remember as John doing it, we've complimented Ryan Silverfield's work in the portal. And talent wise, but what it hadn't translated into yet was at least the run you had there in the early 2020s on back of NFL players, guys getting drafted. Now again, we've had Tigers go on and here and be successful since, but that ended a streak having Kobe Minor selected that went back to 2022. That I know in some ways was a relief for Ryan Silverfield. You always want to see guys drafted, those kinds of things. Camp invites, free agents. Julian Barnett, DBs with the Seahawks, got a camp invite. I'm looking at a list compiled by the Daily Memphian, so I don't forget anybody from that Tiger team, because there's one I really like the fit on. Demir Blankensee is going to be with the Patriots, has signed a camp deal. Seth Hennigan is going to be with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He did go undrafted, and listen, we talked about if he went undrafted, it could be a good situation where you get a bonus, you're picking your team, and you're going into a good situation where you can stay on the roster because you looked around. You're not going to join a Cleveland situation that's already got 5 quarterbacks on the roster. And so for Seth Hennigan, hopefully that's going to be a good fit. Had a couple other camp invites. Trent Holler, offensive lineman, is going to be with the Giants in camp. Lanfear, the tight ends with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they signed him to a free agent deal. And then the one I really liked and thought he should have been is probably good enough as a football player to have been drafted, but we know he's too short for his position, so we understand why he was not. But watch Chandler Martin go to the Ravens and be perfect for that defense and that culture. He's their kind of player. Nonstop motor, maybe a guy that on paper, you look at the measurements or whatever, doesn't necessarily stack up, but signing that deal with the Ravens, that just seemed like a perfect fit for the kind of player that Chandler Martin, the linebacker, stud linebacker for Memphis, first team All AAC, that they brought up from East Tennessee State. That's a great team he's with, and frankly, I think they know what they're getting, and he's going to fit right in. He's not a guy that becomes a star for them, but I could see him becoming a key piece because Chandler Martin is just a football player. Doesn't care about how tall he is, those kinds of things. He gets it done. A guy who's always around the ball and a guy who's just making tackles left and right. Seems perfect for them. And then Rock Taylor, the wide receiver, is going to get a shot with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who also have Calvin Austin III, obviously friend of the show, friend of ours, and hopefully Rock Taylor. Now, on a team now, it's got Pickens and DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin. Hopefully Rock can go up there and impress.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, the Steelers love Memphis guys. Like maybe there was the this Calvin. There's didn't they have Mollett for a minute?
They had Arthur Mollett. They've brought in Kenneth Gainwell to put beside Jalen Warren, just oddly enough. They didn't draft him, but they brought in Kenneth Gainwell.
So you got Kenneth Gainwell
that
now?
That was this offseason, I believe.
Rodney Williams they had.
Oh, it's Rodney. No, tight end.
He's not he didn't play at the University of Memphis, but he's from here. I don't think he's with the Steelers anymore, but again, he was there. So that's that Mike Tomlin.
Well, you got Arthur Smith there, too.
Arthur Smith, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I do love that. I love that there's a little bit of a flavor there. I got to see what's up with my guy Calvin Austin, though. I mean, when are we getting that contract, man? I think we're up for it this offseason, an extension or something. So,
well, they just, I mean, you're paying DK now. You know, it's an important year for Calvin.
Yeah. I think and hope
it might be with someone else. It might be with someone else.
Yeah.
If they're not already signing him. You see what I'm saying? Being a three with somebody else.
Yeah. But of course, they don't even have a quarterback right now.
They seem Aaron. No, I mean that's what this has to be.
I mean, yeah,
it has to be.
If he decides to play,
that's what many have come away, kind of banking on the fact that
you can't go into a season with Mason Rudolph.
No, and dude, they got real vets. JT, like, I mean, they got Watt and all these other vets they got to answer to, and you're gonna put Mason Rudolph in there again? No, man, there's a different plan. They're just waiting on it. Aaron to get done with this stuff.
Yeah.
There's a silent. Remember, he met 6 hours with them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's waiting on. Maybe he's just waiting on
They haven't done anything.
He's got to do that, you know, annual ayahuasca retreat. You know, he's got to.
No, remember, he said personal family stuff.
Yeah.
That could be anything, but maybe this one's real.
Maybe so. Maybe this one is real. Is that it for
us? Yes.
All right. Let's address, a disrespect dog could go out to anybody that believes that this could happen. But the question that took over social media this weekend was, could 100 humans beat one gorilla? That was the question. We don't know who the humans are. Let's just assume they're, you know, average adult human.
But that's not specified.
It's not specified.
Is it?
It did not necessarily. Not necessarily. But who are you betting? Now, I believe your friends at FanDuel put out a line on this.
There is a line on this?
Yes.
Oh, man. I really was out of it this weekend if this thing's gotten this big. Brad, just real out of curiosity, did you hear about this before John mentioned it today?
I had no idea
was in a cave this weekend.
Yes. So one gorilla over at FanDuel is minus 4,000. And the 100 people are plus 1,500.
You got to be kidding me.
According to FanDuel.
You got to be kidding me.
So would you take the juicy odds with 100 people plus 1,500?
You better believe it, then I get to pick the 100.
All right, who would you have to have?
I mean, I what are you talking about? LeBron would be one of the 100. And I would send him in first. Didn't you just play the whole second half at 40?
All right.
You go in there first. But that's the key, right? LeBron's going to take shots. If you're sending a man in.
Yeah.
Each time.
It doesn't have to be one by one.
That's my point. That's why we're going
to
win. You understand what I'm saying?
We're going to go in waves.
We're going to go in waves. And yes, LeBron's going to be in the first wave. But that's the thing. I'm going to hit that gorilla at the same time.
Yeah.
And then as he's fighting off that wave, because a gorilla will do that.
He's in the second wave.
Wait, second wave is coming?
Yeah.
They're joining first wave.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
There's
that's
a way
the only
to
way.
Send that. And all of these men, because that's what it would be. I'm not picking any women. I'm sorry.
I don't think
I'm getting my strongest. That was not specified, was it?
I don't think
you could
should,
look at this and say you could say it's me and John is one of the or two of the 100, or you can say it's a bunch of LeBrons and your strongest.
Oh, I can be one of the 100 if I'm like 99th.
Do you see what I'm saying? We are going to come together. We are going to have a plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're going to come in waves.
Yes.
And bro, by the time we're done with it, wave 7, wave 8, wave 9, that gorilla is down. That gorilla is done. What are you talking about?
But
how is FanDuel doing this?
I don't know.
They're on the wrong side.
You think the odds should be flipped?
Yes, it's easy.
The only issue
is you have to have the strongest of the strong,
right?
Clearly.
If the gorilla does succeed, though, if he takes out that first wave, it might be over.
Let me tell you who's not going in there, though. Ben Simmons. See, that kind of type? They, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can't be part of the 100.
Right.
And the 100 is not specified. That is the key to this. You can get the 100. What was that movie? 300?
Yeah.
You can get the 100.
I mean, it takes
the right 100.
You have to be extremely brave.
Have I made a good case? I don't care about bravery. They understand they're going to take shots. You understand? We're programmed. We're brainwashed.
Yeah.
What were the, what was the guy, what's the name of that crew in Game of Thrones that did all the fighting? They were,
some people say that gorillas are overrated.
Would have been a good
In terms of how deadly they are, like in pop culture, you know, I think we kind of associate like King Kong, but like, you know, maybe a polar bear or a hippo would be more deadly. You know, hippos are obviously aquatic.
You don't fight them in the water.
And
I've watched enough.
And they're also fast, you know, and they have those jaws, you know, whereas it would definitely be hand to hand combat with the gorilla. I mean, we evolved from, you know, the family. So we
need the Unsullied. That was their names. They were trained since birth for fighting.
Yeah.
And we'll get 100 of them.
I think because we have, it's almost like when an assistant leaves a staff to be a head coach somewhere else, he knows the game. He knows the game plan, right?
Dothraki.
We know the game plan of the gorilla. We move the same way. We have arms and legs and thumbs, you know? We know what to expect from the gorilla. He's stronger than us one-on-one, right? But we have strength in numbers.
I have another suggestion for the first wave with LeBron.
Okay.
The Rock. He goes in first wave.
The Rock's big. He's
the
a
Rock
big dude.
Goes in first wave.
How much does a gorilla weigh? 1,000 pounds? A gorilla weighs...
I'm going to go 1,000.
Oh, stop. No chance. 300 to 500 pounds. This is mispriced. A gorilla is not that big. I thought the damn thing was 1,000 pounds. A 400-pound gorilla cannot survive 100 people.
We may take it out by wave 5 if we have the right men.
Yeah, like the Rock...
Maybe earlier.
The Rock damn near weighs 300 pounds.
Don't you hit it in the nuts? I mean, you got to take the nuts out. Like any man in a fight, you know, you go center, you can take him out in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I mean, no, there are no rules. There are no house rules.
I said there
here.
Are rules, Brad. You can gouge his eyeballs if you want
we
to.
We are now in a life or death scenario.
Oh, I think this is easy. ChatGPT apparently has said it's very doable as long as you've got a reasonable strength in the people.
Right. See, I'm a freaking computer, man.
Yeah.
This is not a discussion.
Yeah.
And so it surprises me that it went this viral. If this had been thrown at me this weekend, I'd have shot it down quick.
Tantalizing question.
It wouldn't have gone viral.
Now, what if there were two gorillas?
Oh, wow. This changes things.
Two gorillas, 100 people.
They're not working together, so it's 50 on one.
It's like a tag team. I think that might be trouble.
Interesting.
If we can't all focus on the same gorilla.
What do you think, Jason?
Two?
Two, I think.
Two on 100?
I think two would lay us to waste. But one, it's just not, we'll subdue him.
LeBron's good, though. I like
LeBron,
the thought, Jason.
The Rock.
Well, yeah. I mean, strength. That's the key word. You send in there a bunch of morons in there and normal people. Yeah, we're going to get knocked off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strength.
You got to bring in, like, the dude from, like, you know, the World's Strongest Man, you know?
Yeah.
Those Ukrainian dudes, whatever they are.
Yep.
Drunas Zilgauskas. You know, you got to bring him over there.
He's too old.
But you know, that's what you would do is you would just, you know, send those guys in. They're brave and they may have CTE, so they don't care. So that's what I would do.
Send what's the retired Watt brother? We still get a little something out of him.
JJ?
JJ, yeah.
He'd be in your first wave?
First or second?
Yeah, I think he's lost too much weight.
Has he?
I think so. Miles Garrett.
Ooh.
No, then definitely put Miles in there.
Miles Garrett's got to go.
He's
in
a badass.
You're not just going to have all black dudes in the first wave. See, that's what y'all try to do. Try to have the brother on the trigger. You try to have the brother up front.
The Rock's Samoan.
Now, I'm trying to put a white guy in. You're going to let me put a white guy in.
I think you got to go with somebody besides JJ, though. He's been out of the game too long.
Give me a white guy on the front line right now.
I gave you
sacrifice.
not a sacrifice.
I put LeBron out there.
Yeah.
Now you're taking Miles Garrett.
I think
we're going to have some white sacrifice. Some big white guys.
Brian Shaw. Brian Shaw is going out there. He won the 2011, 13, 15, and 16 World's Strongest Man.
Yeah.
Okay, is that fair?
That's good.
He's not a household name like your guys, but, you know, he's 5'11", and he weighs between 300 and 400 pounds.
What about Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar is a great one.
Him?
Great call.
Steven Adams, get your tail out there.
Great call.
Oh, I don't know. Now, Stevens again, a little. He might get an ACL injury.
Is he white? Mm. It's a little complicated.
Oh, yes, he's white.
But he's like New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Foreign.
It's not black.
Well, I know, but he's like, it's different. It's not the same, you know?
Fine, Lesnar.
Lesnar's great.
And we'll need more.
Lesnar is fantastic. I mean, I'm
y'all,
fine.
Y'all struggling.
I'm fine with
you guys. You guys don't have very many.
Good, strong Caucasians.
Yeah, what's up? I'm telling you, it can't just be all black guys, bro. Okay?
Well, y'all seem to be stronger.
Not on the first line.
All right, first wave.
All right, so Brad's
that's
getting.
That's what they did in wartime back in the day.
No,
bro.
I agree with you.
They put us up front.
This is not going to be a kamikaze-ish situation for our black friends.
No.
But, I mean, I can't send Cody Rhodes out there. You know, I can't send John Cena out there.
Yes, you can send Cena.
Cena?
Yes.
Man, stop. Compared to The Rock and Miles Garrett and LeBron, I don't think so, man.
He's not as strong?
I mean, fine. We'll put John Cena out there. But
he's Cena.
Small. He's a small guy. He's not that big.
Oh, well, he's just not tall.
He's got,
I don't know what his dimensions.
Yeah. Can
get it. Yeah. But you're gonna put some. We're going to get some more.
I mean,
How about Gabe Kuhn? He's big.
Man, I don't know. He's not in the
If you want him to live, he better be seventh or eighth wave.
Yeah, I think he can be in the wave. I think we're first wave.
Exactly. First wave is our strongest.
Clay Matthews.
Don't know what kind of shape he's in today.
Clay?
Yeah,
Clay
with Matthews? The hair.
No.
That type of person.
He's not in his prime anymore. LeBron, we can take because he can still get it done in 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't. You know, what about DK Metcalf? Or is he just looks? Is that just looks?
Again, how come? Where are your white submissions? You are loading up just. Zach Kleiman would say unintentionally. With black front line.
Zach Kleiman would say, we could send Cam Spencer in there.
Cam would just take him out himself.
Hey, look, you got some dogs on that team, right? Like Cam Spencer?
This is wild.
Yeah.
But need more from you guys. We're on our way here.
This is a credit to y'all.
Let's get a little 5-5 action or something. Or a little six and four. Realize we're athletic and big and strong, but y'all got something to get him out there.
We got some offensive linemen, right? We got like
get Tooney out there.
What about that guy who does the pre-morning routine that's all over the internet now? That dunks his head in ice water.
But again, he's not white. Ashton Hall, but he's put together.
So we have to go. Okay,
he's. I thought about him.
That guy's amazing.
Well, JJ can't go because he's lost so much weight. Just put TJ out there.
TJ what?
That's fine.
I mean, he's relentless.
The Bosa brothers. How about that?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, you got to put Nick out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That for sure. I'm trying to. Isn't there like a roided up content guy? I don't know.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That guy.
I don't know. There's a lot of
Whitworth, the guy who does. He used to be a Rams lineman.
No way.
Is he too old?
Yeah, no way. He's soft. He wears like the hoodie underneath the suit jacket.
Are you talking about Aaron Donald?
No, he's talking about Andrew Whitworth, who's on like NFL Network.
We get Aaron Donald though.
Aaron Donald
hadn't lost weight.
No, Aaron Donald would be great. He's a freaking stud, but yeah. I can't.
Well, he'd be on the second line.
You told me that I've.
Front line's full.
You need some affirmative action for the whites.
We'd just balance.
So, I mean, and again, balance. I think it's a noble stance. I'm going to need more time because we're not, you know, I think Lesnar was actually the best submission of the whites.
First one that came to mind.
Because he's nuts. He's crazy.
Goldberg used to be.
Yeah, but
he just spear him.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger, too old.
But you could send Goldberg in there and weaken him.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. We'll keep thinking about it here. But I just keep coming out with black contestants.
What's clear is we're winning. It's unintentional, John.
Yeah, it is.
Well, George Zach Kittle Kleiman. Has a little crazy in him. He'd get in there.
He's like a third wave guy. Like
Kittle? Come on.
He's crazy enough to take that gorilla on. You need some crazy.
I mean, Gronk, when he was like in his height. Yeah.
Gronk.
Not this Gronk.
Who was the guy with the murderer from the Patriots?
Well, Hernandez,
he's dead.
But he's gone.
I mean, hypothetically, if he were with us, you know.
Yeah, because he was out of his mind. He would run in there.
He didn't give a crap.
But unfortunately, he's dead. We can't really use him.
I'm got Sly Stallone. He's ready.
Sly done.
Right, so that's
Sly is
put
done.
Him on the front line, Rocco.
So you just want him taken out.
It's over anyway, and he's still well built.
Jesus. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think overall the plan is good, but we do need more diversity and equity and inclusion. in this fight.
We do it together. Back.
Jeff Calk is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies. Stick around. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. SmokeSlam 2025 coming to Memphis May 15th through the 17th. It's the world's ultimate barbecue showdown. Tom Lee Park right there on the river. It's more than just a barbecue competition. Something for the whole family to do and enjoy. World-class pitmasters, endless food samples, big old Ferris wheel, fireworks every night. Take the family on down to SmokeSlam.
Yep, and you don't just have to be in a tent to get great barbecue. It's for the whole family, and they've got a whole family time. Big old Ferris wheels, they put it's going to be out there. Kids will love that, and great music. Shane Smith and the Saints, the Revivalists, got country music giants Big and Rich. Should be a good time. Three-day passes, single-day tickets are on sale right now. They're going fast, so get over to SmokeSlam.com and get your tickets. VIP experiences also available at SmokeSlam.com at Tom Lee Park, May 15th through 17th.
Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian, joins us every single Monday, and he joins us now. Okay, I know you weren't there, but you have certainly seen and read and talked about, you know, everything that was said in the Grizzlies press conference. So just using context clues, what do you think the future holds? What could the future hold for the Memphis Grizzlies, Jeff Calkins?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I listened to it. I think it's impossible to know. I mean, there's two questions. I think the two biggest questions are, is Isolo going to be the coach, and are all three of the stars going to be back, right? Those are the two biggest questions. And I think, I guess I would, if I had to predict, I would predict that Isolo will be back, mostly because the players, and in particular Ja, endorsed him. And, you know, you never know. Could they be saying something else behind the scenes that they're saying, you know, other than what they're saying to the media? 100%. What's interesting, though, is that Ja used words like excited, right. You know, that weren't just, hey, he's a good coach, right? You know, he never said anything really nice about Taylor Jenkins ever, particularly, right? And so I thought he was more enthusiastic about Isolo than I had literally ever heard him be about Taylor Jenkins in the comments that he made, in the words he chose. Now, again, we're just reading, you know, what could this mean, reading between the lines. It could very well be that they're saying something else behind the scenes or whatnot, but if I were predicting, I would predict he would be back. And so then you get to the other three, and I played Zach Kleiman's complete answer to the question that Drew asked him, which is, do you still have, you know, faith that this came, these three, essentially. And he talked for 6 or 7 minutes about all kinds of things. He didn't really answer the question, which suggested that, you know, he didn't come out and just say, yes, we're going to stand by him. So I think they're probably open to exploring all kinds of things. But I also think that unless one or the other of them force their way out, which is possible, it will be very hard to find a trade for any of those individual players that makes you better, right? And so therefore, my suspicion is that they will, if I had to bet once again, that all three will be back. And then beyond that, there's a million things we could talk about. But on those two, I think, you know, very much speculating and very much up in the air, and I can 100% see both of those things going the other direction, but I think that's the way I would lean.
What did you make of Kleiman's tone and his responsibility, or at least his accountability in terms of what his answers, everything else? You talked about playing some of them on the show. What did you think of Kleiman?
I mean, you know, listen, he always says hand is up, you know, it's on me. He does say that, right? And it very clearly is. Like, it is on him. The whole team, he built the team, right? So it is on him. He sounded, honestly, defensive, is what he sounded to me. And, I mean, just if you listen to that answer again, he was asked, do you still believe in the core? And he talked on and on. And by the way, I like people when they talk. I appreciate their perspectives and getting their perspectives. He was criticized after the Isolo, I mean, was hired and Jenkins was fired. Then he was criticized for only talking for 2 minutes. So I kind of appreciate him talking. But if you look at what he said in that answer, among the things he said were, I don't know who he needs to hear this, but I didn't intentionally get younger.
Yeah.
And he said, and then he started rattling off the number of dogs he has on the team. And so those aren't even questions he was answered. I asked. He was answering questions he was not asked. And it's very clear that he was reacting to criticism that he has made the team younger, and he was reacting to criticism that there isn't dogs on the team. Well, he's human, and that's very clearly where that came from. I also think it's just the product of, I said this after the Tigers lost. I was astounded after the Tigers lost that I saw all this stuff on social media about firing Penny Hardaway. I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, really? I almost couldn't believe it. And then it reminded me that when your team loses in the end, almost invariably, unless you're just a plucky underdog like Detroit this year, let's just say, everyone hates their team after they lose. Like, it is, there is this upwelling of hatred towards your team, and everything's bad and whatever else. And I do think that there, internally, they're very conscious of the fact that this is a disappointing season, and honestly, that the crowds were very disappointing as well. And so I think they have, they've been fundamentally praised from the moment they took over this team, from a business perspective and particularly from a basketball perspective, King Kleiman, right? And so I think they're reacting to a season that was very clearly disappointing, an ending that was a flop, and therefore really the first sustained criticism that they've received.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think there's logic to keeping it together, but I also think that I thought Harrington kind of put it, you know, well in his piece that, you know, logic doesn't always win, and you don't have, you know, infinite timelines, and you have, you know, people to placate, and, you know, there's politics, and there's right. all these, and I think that, to the extent that I think it would be influenced by that, as opposed to, like, you know, in a perfect world, yeah, you let it continue to be organic, you let it continue to develop and grow, but, like, I just think there's too much at play for that to happen. That's my guess. That's my
yeah.
bet.
I can definitely see that. Yeah, I think I've said this many times, like, no one would just say run it back. No one would just say, you've got to keep this group together. I don't find it particularly useful to say, you've got to blow it up or you've got to keep them, whatever, unless you're just talking to me about specifics. So if you are of the type, and there's a lot of people out there who think we have to, you know, make a change to the core, my question always is, which player are you trading, and what are you trading them for that is going to make this team better? Mm-hmm. And I think all three of those players, Ja has lost a lot of value because he's not available and because of off-court stuff. Dez has lost a lot of value because he's a limited player, we've seen that, who makes quite a lot of money for what he does. And Jaren has limited value because he's about to be a free agent. And by the way, his salary cap number, or salary number, which is, as Chris has pointed out, is something like $23 million this year, the coming year. So if you're trading him, you could only bring back a $23 million player. So all three of them, yeah, fine. I'm all for mixing it up in a way that improves the team. I don't know if that trade will be available. So then you say, well, maybe you mix it up knowing that the team is going to be worse if you do. And sometimes that works that way. Sometimes it's because one of the players wants to force their way out, right? And so, well, all right, it may make the team worse, but here we go. Got to do it anyway. Or you can do it because it's simply for branding reasons, let's just say, for, you know, because it just no longer works anymore. There's some sort of toxicity internally or something that you have to break it up. And that's another reason to break it up. And sometimes, by the way, it can work out just fine. Like, Oklahoma City had to trade Paul George. You know, they had to trade him because he was demanding a trade. Well, they got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Seemed to work out okay for them, and lots of other stuff. So it can work. I just am not interested in, when it comes to the core, change purely for the sake of change unless it is forced on them. I am 100% interested in change for the sake of improving the team if those moves are available.
Jeff, I was talking about your show earlier. I'd listened this morning, as I usually do, but was walking around the house when Harrington was on, and at least so yeah, you know, doing other things, distracted at points. But it sounded like to me, and you can clean it up for me. But what I told John was, what it sounded like on Harrington. And you're right. He pointed out, hey, with the $23 million, can only bring back a $23 million player. But it sounded like from what he was saying to you, even he thinks a guy has been a champion of Jaren his entire career, even the hey, you should draft Jaren Jackson Jr., that he thinks 300 to 350 is too steep for an organization. Am I off on that? Was that the general takeaway? Had he shifted a little bit in terms of how integral or vital Jaren Jackson Jr. is to this going forward?
I don't know if it's a shift particularly. He's a big Jaren Jackson guy.
Yep.
And he thinks he's incredibly talented and has from the moment that he's been drafted. I've never heard him say that he's worth $350 million, right? But he was clearer today. Listen, there's a range that you could pay him between 240, I think it is, and 350, right? And somewhere in there, might be a number that works for everybody.
I'm with you.
The problem is that if you are paying him $350 million, does it just work out badly for everybody? More is expected of him than he's capable. I mean, it didn't work out badly for his bank account, but more is expected of him than he's capable of giving. Everyone comes to regret it. You're saddled with this enormous deal. He's almost not tradable because of, he becomes an anvil around your neck as opposed to an asset for the organization.
Right.
So there's some number in there. I mean, let's be honest. Supermaxes are designed for, the idea was, the LeBrons of the world, Steph, Luka,
Jokic.
And whatever Jaren is, he is not that, right? And so
the Mavericks traded Luka because they didn't want to give him that.
I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe it for a minute. They hated him.
They did not want to pay him the money.
That's what they said. Well, that's because they don't believe in him.
Oh, they'd believe in him if he was a $20 million a year player.
No, but they didn't believe that he was worth the money. That's right. They did not believe that. It was a terrible misjudgment on their part because he is worth the money. But they did not believe that he was going to be worth the money because they didn't think he was going to hold up because they had some weird-ass personal vendetta in the end.
Yeah.
If you read about it, and they totally underestimated his talent. But yes. But that's what can happen. You then trade someone and you get worse. See what happened to Dallas. I'm not thinking that was necessarily going to happen. The problem is that if you don't, then as a free agent, he can walk out the door and then, it's really a difficult position to be in. You're not better if all you did was subtract Jaren from this team. We've seen this team when it doesn't have Jaren on the floor and it's disastrously bad. They can't guard anyone, right? They're a disaster defensively when Jaren isn't on the floor. So obviously there's a lot of, all these moving pieces, are really difficult, and it's getting harder to put good players around the three because the three are making so much. The funny thing is that if there weren't this history here, if we didn't have this, this disappointment and expectations and whatever else, if you just pick this team up and you put it down in Birmingham as an expansion team or something, I'm not suggesting anyone would do that, and you said this is the roster, they'd just be thrilled, right? They'd say, my God, we got these three stars here, and we've got Jalen Wells, who's on a rookie, is only going to get better, and you got Zach Edey, who's only going to get better. But there's a lot of exhaustion around this franchise now. It's what you were talking about earlier, John, that sort of these pressures come to bear that don't make you necessarily do the thing that makes the most sense from a basketball perspective.
Right, like going all in with King Queen, I have King Queen. Maybe it wins, but it's not a favorite, But I got to do it because I'm running out of chips, man.
This is a metaphor that you must have meant for someone else because it's not a metaphor. You think working poker metaphors for me is the way to go, John?
I'm helping. You have a crippling gambling addiction, and I'm helping. Fishman.
There's several things I will not understand, but one is a gambling metaphor. But there are those out there, I'm sure, who did. Yeah.
All right, you're the best. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'll see you later for the poker game at your house. He is Jeff Calkins.
Didn't y'all used to do that?
No, we never did poker games at his house.
Pool parties or something.
Yeah, well, when he was gone, I would use his house.
That's right.
For the pool. But now I have my own, sadly, and I can't wait to get rid of it. But again, that's a separate thing for a different day. Sonic will never let you down. Unlike my pool, we'll never let you down. It's delicious. I was over there a couple weeks ago with the kids. Probably time to go back over there. Got the grilled cheese. My kid got the premium chicken bites. We got fries that are delicious. There's something for you every single time. It's America's Drive-In. Go to Sonic today.
You know me. I stay on the $1.99 menu, and they've got those junior chicken sandwiches now on the Fun99 menu. And can do those original. Can do them honey chipotle, which I like. Got the queso wraps as well. French toast sticks for breakfast. All of it. And lunchtime, how about the new Triple Sonic Smasher? Three Angus beef seasoned patties smashed and seared in only the way that Sonic can do it. They've got all the shakes and blasts and great desserts as well, including the chocolate chunk brownie blast. Whatever you're getting, live free, eat Sonic. Leaders Credit Union is here for you. They're here for John and myself every single day. Is our great studio sponsor. We're grateful to them for that. Also here to help you and happy to sing their praises. They're helping me, helping little Chris, his money grow. I want to help your money grow. And certainly having a better state of financial wellness. They got a financial wellness tool inside their app. Their technology is as good as it gets. My guess, better than your banks. Because the money that Leaders makes as a credit union goes back into the credit union. That means you, because you own it. And that means better technology. It also means better rates on loans. Whether that's your car loan, your mortgage, or a HELOC, home equity line of credit. They've got those right now, those rates starting as low as 6.99%. You can check it all out and get more information at leaderscu.com/ESPN. Again, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA and is your financial champion.
I saw some footage of two gorillas fighting, and I don't know if we could take them, to be honest. This is not... I mean, I just want to show this to you, you know, just out of, you know, for your research purposes. But, you know, this is what we would be up against here. I mean,
again, LeBron is going to take some shots. I mean, that first wave, all of them are going to go down.
You're just sending out the first wave, like they're
the first wave. The Unsullied in Game of Thrones knew they were going to death.
Right,
that's what they had been trained for.
Yeah,
and our crew will be trained for that. You starting to worry about, are people going to get scared when they get up there? That's not one of our concerns. They've been programmed to win the fight. And yes, the first wave will go down.
Yeah. We're going to work on it. LeBron, obviously, is going to have an entire offseason.
Gabe will have that thing down by wave 7. It's done.
Man, his program director sent him out in the first wave.
He did.
That's crazy.
We're going to put him back. Gabe, we're going to wait, put you back in the waves. You'll be one of the later ones. You'll live, hopefully.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Jeffrey is here. Stick around. For Jason and John, we're gone.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.